It was a Mark VI combat mechanical, and it had been hunting them since daybreak. The machine had pursued them through the Forest of Desolation, across the burning grounds, into the Valley of Agonies, and to this place. Now the chase was all but over. The Mark VI adjusted its stealth settings and edged closer to the cave. Inside, the four humans had chosen to make their last stand. During the long pursuit, the machine had assessed each of their capabilities, finding none to be a match for its own. It ran through their profiles now. First, the younger male human, designation Ryan. Minimal offensive capabilities. Unarmored. Unlike the Mark VI's active phlebotinum armor, his cellulose-based clothing provided no effective protection. Similarly, although his rubber and plastic shoes offered traction, they were no match for its military-grade tank tracks. The machine accessed the next profile, the younger female human, designation Yaz. Her actions during the pursuit had demonstrated evidence of military or law enforcement training. However, it was clear that she lacked battle experience. The Mark VI, meanwhile, had seen action across the known galaxy in the service of the fleet before it had been drafted to the Citadel. She posed no threat. Next, the older male human, designation Graham. Eyesight fading, bone density weak, hairline receding. He would be crushed as easily as a bug beast of Zeta Draconis. It took a microsecond to dismiss him. And finally, the other female human. The Mark VI had obtained little intelligence about her during the pursuit, besides the fact that she was clearly the group's leader. Before launching the assault that would inevitably lead to their capture, the Mark VI took a moment to scan the humans one final time. Its finely tuned audio detection circuits picked up a snatch of conversation.
"I wouldn't call it a giant robot," said the female leader. "Don't exaggerate, Graham."
"Well, excuse me, Doc. I didn't know there was a minimum height requirement."
The Mark VI analysed Graham's voice. The waveform suggested anxiety, along with the characteristic known as sarcasm.
"All I know," he went on, "is that we're being chased by a blooming great metal monster."
"Actually, it's not metal," said the woman the Mark VI now knew to be designated Doc. "The shell is some kind of composite material. Ray-shielded, but not invulnerable. Anyway, I've seen everything I need to. That's enough running around for one day."
"What are you talking about?" said Graham.
"You planned this, didn't you?" said Ryan. "I knew it."
"You mean I didn't have to knacker myself running all over this planet?" Graham protested.
"How else was I supposed to figure out what we were up against?" said Doc. "Had to give our friend a proper run out."
The Mark VI paused. Its audio scan had detected something unexpected. Ba-dum, ba-dum. Overlapping heartbeats emanating from Doc. The machine drew the only logical conclusion. She had two hearts. It made the necessary correction to the profiles. Three humans, one unknown. Identify. The Mark VI connected to the fleet network and sent its query winging back to the Citadel's supercomputers, accessing the knowledge of 10,000 star systems. 4 milliseconds later, it had an answer. Species, Time Lord. Origin, Gallifrey. Designation, the Doctor. A list of the most dangerous species in the universe scrolled across the Mark VI's display. Sontarans, Cybermen, the Daleks of Skaro. According to the database, they had all fallen to this Doctor's sword. Not that the machine could actually identify a sword, or indeed any kind of weapon at all, on her person. The Mark VI hesitated. Until that moment, every factor had pointed to an overwhelming victory in its favour, but this new information prompted it to inject a note of caution into its plan. Rather than risk close combat with a being so obviously lethal, the machine adjusted its tactics, choosing instead to launch a ranged attack. Selecting its primary armament, a plasma beam rifle built into its right arm, the Mark VI activated the laser rangefinder
and calculated a firing solution.